It is 28:28 before the hour. It's Get Well Wednesday, brought to you by Crest Pro Health HD. Crest Pro Health HD is a breakthrough two-step system that isolates key ingredients for outstanding oral care results. Upgrade from ordinary toothpaste to new Crest Pro Health HD. Dr. Jessica Shepherd is a gynecologist and the founder of Her Viewpoint, an online women's health forum. She's also regularly seen as an expert on Dr. Oz and CBS News, and she joins us today. Good morning, Dr. Shepherd. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, Dr. Jessica Shepherd, I don't feel so comfortable about this topic today. I guess women's health, maybe.
I'm not sure why, but.
But we're going to talk about urinary incontinence. What is stress urinary incontinence?
So stress urinary incontinence, you know, affects both males and females, but in females, it affects up to 35 million women. And basically, it's when you cough, you sneeze, you laugh, and then you have a small amount of urine that leaks. And so many women experience that, but we don't know about that because we don't talk about it every day. I'm sure you don't talk about it every day, do you?
No, I don't, but...
Exactly.
Skip is not comfortable talking about lady parts.
But does this affect younger women too? Should they be concerned?
Yes. But that's one of the common things that people don't realize is it affects most women after menopause, but it still does affect women in their younger ages, especially after childbirth, or if they have a lot of contact sports such as horse riding, or if they do things that cause a lot of, you know, movement in the pelvic area, they can suffer from incontinence as well. Usually seen in older women, but it definitely can happen in younger women.
Yeah, I done created a little incontinence around the country myself in my day. Go ahead.
A lot of movement in the pelvic area.
Horse riding. Come on.
I got you.
So, usually trauma, but yeah, I can see where you're going with that.
Yeah, it could be a little traumatic.
Yeah.
So what?
I'm sorry, Doctor. That theme song they play for you put me in this frame of mind.
Right, Doctor. Feel good. Doctor, feel good in the morning.
Feel good
in a very early morning.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
But what? Okay, so you talked about the trauma of it. So what are the solutions? Like, what can we do?
Perfect question. So solutions, which is everyone wants to know about the solution when there's a problem, solutions can range anywhere from medications to actually there's pelvic physical therapy. There are physical therapists that can help, you know, strengthen the muscles in the pelvis. And also you can have surgery.
Kegels? Are you talking Kegels?
Yeah, Kegels are one of the, you know, exercises that you can do, but there's also a lot of different other exercises that we don't know about. But this is, you know, what physical therapists can allow you to actually look into. But actually, one of the other things is there's a new product that has come out recently in this fall, and it's the first of its kind because it's the first over-the-counter internal product. And it's called Impressa Bladder Support by Poise. But this is great because women can go to their local pharmacy or store and buy these supports or these impressive bladder supports and actually use them when they need. So can use it during exercise class. They can use it during the day at work. So there are always different options that we can use for stress urinary incontinence. So this is one of the first of its kind. So it's called Poise Impressa Bladder Supports in local stores.
Dr. Shepherd,
pharmacies. Yes.
One quick question.
Yes.
What is normal? How often should you urinate a day?
That's a good question.
So when we typically talk about normal, it usually will be different for everyone, of course, because some people obviously drink more than others, and some people are more active than others, and some people have actually different bladder tone. When you talk about tone, it's basically the strength of the bladder. But usually we say 6 to 8 times per day throughout the day is usually what is considered normal. Now, anything above that can be abnormal. But then again, some people use the bathroom, you know, 3 times a day if they have a job that doesn't allow them to get to the bathroom as much as others.
What was my family trying to tell me? They got me lined boxers for Christmas.
I think they may have been talking about some incontinence, and it may not have just been urinary.
Yeah. I'm mad it was a family decision.
they were making sure that they were looking out for their family. That's what they were doing.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Jessica Shepherd. Have a wonderful 2016.
And, thank you, Dr. Shepherd.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Dr.
Started
Shepard
my
there.
Morning off right.
She's going to answer your
pelvic
questions.
Movement.
Text Tom Club 646464 for the next hour.